in a quite different category, for it has nothing to do with the cognitive aspects of appreciating music, there can be a partial or total loss of the feeling or emotions normally evoked by music, even though perception of music is unimpaired. This, too, has its own specific neural basis and is discussed further in Chapter 24, Seduction and Indifference. In most cases, an inability to hear melodies is the consequence of very poor pitch discrimination and a distorted perception of musical tones. But some people may lose the ability to recognize melodies, even though they can hear and discriminate the component tones perfectly. This is a higher-order problem, a tune deafness or amelodia, analogous to the losing of sentence structure or meaning, perhaps, though words themselves are intact. Such a person hears a sequence of notes, but the sequence seems arbitrary, seems to have no logic or purpose, makes no musical sense. What such amusic seemed to be lacking, wrote Ayotte et al., is the knowledge and procedures required for mapping pitches and musical scales. In a recent letter, my friend Lawrence Weschler wrote, "I have an excellent sense of rhythm, and yet I am almost completely amusical in another sense. The missing element for me is the ability to hear the relations between notes, and hence, orally, to appreciate their interactions and interweavings. If you were to play two relatively close notes on the piano, say, within an octave, I would likely not be able to tell you whether one was higher than the other, whether, say, in any given sequence of notes you had gone up and up and then down and down and then up, or the reverse. Curiously, I have a relatively good sense of melody, or rather, melodic memory, in that I can, tape recorder-like, hum back a tune or even take to whistling or humming it with relative fidelity, days or weeks after being exposed to it. But I couldn't even tell you in my own humming if a particular melodic trill were going up or down. I have always been this way." Some years ago, my colleague Stephen Sparr told me of a patient of his, Professor B., a greatly gifted musician who had played double bass with the New York Philharmonic under Toscanini, was the author of a major textbook in musical appreciation, and a close friend of Arnold Schoenberg's. Now, at 91, Sparr wrote, "Professor B., still articulate, vibrant, and very much intellectually alive, had had a stroke that left him suddenly unable to discern a tune as simple as Happy Birthday. His perception of pitch and rhythm was perfectly intact. It was only their synthesis into melody that was gone. Yet Professor B. was admitted to the hospital with weakness of the left side, and on the day of admission had hallucinations of a choir singing. He was unable to identify Handel's Messiah, played to him on the bedside music channel, or Happy Birthday, hummed to him by Dr. Sparr. Professor B. did not recognize either piece of music, but he did not acknowledge any problem, maintaining that his difficulties were due to poor fidelity of the recording equipment and that Dr. Sparr's humming was mere pseudo-vocalization. Professor B. could immediately get a melody by reading its notation. His musical imagery was intact, and he could hum a melody himself quite accurately. His problem was wholly one of auditory processing, an inability to hold an auditory sequence of notes in memory. While there have been many accounts of such melody deafness coming on after a head injury or stroke, I had not heard of a harmony deafness until I met Rachel Y.